Pray with us. Lord, to consume him. Father, we will be blessed for us today. We just thank God for being in a house of prayer. We thank God for being faithful. How many know we serve a faithful God? I said, how many know we serve a faithful God? Even in times when we come up short, God is still faithful to us. And we just thank him. We thank God for why you did here. Blessing of life, health, and strength. We thank God for all of you. Give yourself a hand of praise today. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose it. You thought it was not robbery to be in the house of God. So for that, we say thank you. And we just honored that we know the Lord. How many of us know him? I said, how many of us know him? Our message today is going to be about knowing the Lord. So how many know him? Now, I'm not talking about knowing him like you know the President of the United States. I'm not talking about knowing him like you know who our county legislators are. I'm talking about knowing him in an intimate and a personal way. The Apostle Paul said that I may, Lord, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. So today I want to know him. Hallelujah. Not know of him, but I want to know him. And for that I just say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Church isn't church if God don't show up.
Come on.
We say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If I come to church and the Lord don't meet me in the at the door, somebody say in the parking lot. Because he's supposed to enter into it.
Yes.
So God needs to be the plan. Lord, when I come in the door, already got to praise. Because God made me in the parking lot. Let us stand for our spiritual reading. Yeah, we just bless the Lord. We thank God. Amen. We're in a refuge temple. Amen. Apostle William Bonner. Amen. We just thank God. We've had fellowship with the Apostle Sanders. Amen. From Buffalo. So we're here for being with Refuge Temple. He was a great leader. I'm sure you still have great leadership in Refuge Temple. I've seen what I know God is good.
Amen.
I know God is good.
That's good.
Y'all are gone like a bad church. You're going to be quiet to see home.
Is that right?
Amen, right? Why don't you let everything?
Come on.
Let everything they have. You have to give God a praise. Let everything they have praise the Lord. Hey, my friend, is there any order, but I got bread to go out.
Praise the Lord.
I might not be living where I want to live, but I got bread to go out.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. 1910 and all this other stuff, but what did God do for you? We talk about knowing God in a personal way. Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, we're going to read verses 10 through 15 and then 17 together. This is my last week. I already preached. But let's teach a word on just hearing God. So many times we allow our life issues to drown out the voice of God. Life issues will drown out for God's voice. Because the Bible says his ears are always open to our prayer. So God is always directing us. But when the hard times we miss God's voice because of life issues. Right? Luke says the cares of this world choke the word of God. Don't let it choke. Deuteronomy 10. Verse 10, do we all have it? Yeah. This is when Moses will lead God's people. Verse 10 said, and I stayed in the land according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord would not destroy me. Lord, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. If the devil had his way, many of us would be dead. But God stepped between the death angel.
Yes, Lord.
And we hit the name because the Lord would not allow him to destroy us. Yes. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take my journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God, what does God require of thee? But to fear the reveals my relationship with God. My walk reveals my relationship with God. So if I have a half-hearted walk, I got a half-hearted relationship. Because my walk reveals my relationship. Nobody else has to see your walk, but you know your walk. Amen. My walk, my talk, my way I carry myself reveals my relationship or my reverence for God. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
He says, so now you want to love him and to serve the Lord by God with all. Lord, if I can't do it with all, please help me. Right? You know, a lot of times people say, well, if you can't do it with all, you need to go your way. No, if you can't do it with all, ask God to help me. Listen, eternity is way too important.
Yes, it is.
To wind up in the wrong place in eternity. Whatever they teach or preach, I just know what Jesus said. And he talked about the rich man and Lazarus, one was in hell, one is in paradise. Don't allow anything to influence you to mess up your eternity.
Right.
Your eternity. I can't go to eternity for you and you can't go for me. But every last one of us has an appointed time. At the appointed time. You know, sometimes my grandfather used to sing a song when he was growing up. He never knew what he meant. He used to sing, just a little more time, Lord. Just a little more time. So many, many souls were lost in sin. So many been left behind. So he wasn't living right. So he kept saying, Lord, just give me a
little more time.
Lord, don't give me time. Let me be really right today. Amen. We need to be ready and right today. But let me just drop down a little further into verse 15. Verse 15 says, only. We probably can preach a message just on that. Only the Lord. Only the Lord. Your God is. No, only the Lord your God had a
delight.
Now, when we talk about a delight, right? Remember this, only the Lord had a delight. So because God loved them and delighted in Israel, he sent them above all the people of the earth. Amen. So our message today is, does the Lord delight in you? Now, I know we know the scripture. All of us know the scripture. Delight yourself in the Lord. Psalm 34, 4. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If he delights in you, he'll give it to you. Right? So, they like that. Everybody like that verse, right? Psalm 34, 37, 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. It's like, well, God, I'm glad I got my delight. Drop down, pull up Psalm 37, 23. This will tell you why. Right? Because God will give you the desires of your heart if you delight yourself in him. But he said, but the wait a minute. I want God to delight. I want God to give me stuff. Right? But the steps of a are ordered. You know, how many of y'all just stop right there all the time? All of us stop right there. But they didn't give the scripture. Okay. So we trying to get to the light, we're trying to get everything from God, and we always chuck, because I like that part. But it adds a little point on the end of that sentence, and he delighted in. Now, I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but what does that actually mean when it says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord? It means to march in cadence with what God is saying. This is what it means. The steps of a good man are ordered. It means you're walking in cadence. You're walking in union.
Yes.
You're walking in harmony,
yes,
with what God has said.
Yes.
Stop right there. Say, well, I don't have the delight. How are you walking?
All right.
Amen? How are we walking? We use God's word to our advantage, but we, anybody go to a spiritual, what's the thing called, buffet? You know, we go to those, y'all talk to me. Y'all know what I'm saying? God's word in a spiritual buffet.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I don't like none of the green stuff. I ain't gonna call out no names of people that don't like to eat the vegetables and all the stuff they need nutrition. I ain't gonna call your name out, Papa. Well, God's word is not a spiritual buffet. Because we're supposed to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So, I know when I come to church, you know, some of us when we come to church, I don't like that part of it. That forgiveness stuff, I mean, you don't know what they did. I ain't gonna take that. You can't have a buffet. Y'all with me? Well, I know I'm supposed to love everybody, but if you knew what they did to me, I cannot love them. This ain't a buffet. Alright? Tell me if somebody said, this ain't a buffet. Seriously, this ain't no buffet. You can't pick and choose the word part of God's word you want to obey and then say, I just delight myself in the Lord. If you're not walking in His word, if you're not walking in His cadence, right? Y'all ever seen some people, this is just kind of comical, but you ever seen, this one lady went to a, I always got to tell the story. One lady went to her son's, he was graduating from boot camp. And everybody was stepping in, you know, everybody was doing this, so was his elbow, so right now, this little was raised. Man, they be stepping. They be all in order. And she said, son, that was a beautiful parade. But everybody else was stepping one way, and you were stepping another way. He said, because they were out of step. They were out of step. Wait a minute, you got over 1,000 people, and you were the only one in step. I said that to say in church a lot of times. We say, everybody else is all messed up. I'm the only one in step. And God ain't blessing you. So maybe you need to realign your steps. Amen.
Amen.
So God will delight in you as long as you're walking in His word. God will not bless you to the totality of what you can have if you walk opposite of His word. Now let's go to Jeremiah 9:23. We live in a messed up generation and society where people are living too much to please man. And you forget about God.
All right.
One of my favorite scriptures said, if God be for you, if God be for you, who's in? So I can't do that for God because this would be against me, that would be against me. Listen, you don't have to worry about nothing. If God be
for you,
who then? So we're dealing today with delighting ourselves in God. And to know ourselves in God, we have to walk in harmony with the word of the scripture. Not man's word, but whose word? He said, you got to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then Jeremiah tells them, now, we know this is when Jeremiah was trying to get Judah, which was a part of the 10 tribes, back in step. Because God had already assimilated Israel in the north. They worshiped idols. So Judah at this time is going astray. So the God keeps sending the man of God to try to correct his people, to get them back in step, to get them back in cadence. You know, sometimes you say, well, I've been all these years and you've heard all the stuff that happened to me. What I like about Jesus, the Bible says this. When you live right, every day with God is a new day. Every day he gives you new mercy. Anybody needs a mercy from God? He said, and you know what? You can count on God for your new mercy every day because great is His faithfulness. So yes, this will let me down, that will let me down, but God never let me down. Old son said, Jesus never failed. But Jeremiah is trying to get the people of God back in step. Not based on man's word, not based on a personal theology. Please don't have a personal theology. When you get a personal theology, everything you do is right. But the scriptures say all the ways of a man are, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. said all that stuff that people can see, he ain't supposed to be glorying in that. You know, yes, I live in a mansion on the hill. He said, no, don't glory in that. I got every DD, PhD, and all the other D's behind my name. I said, don't glory in that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I am a billionaire. God said, and he took us no glory in that. He said, you got it wrong. So he proceeds in the 24th verse and says, but let him that is going to glory in it. Let him glory in it that he. He said, if you want glory, yes, that may be the best musician in the world. God said, no glory in that. I can preach this. I'm not talking about me personally. I'm just saying, you know, there's some preachers say, man, when I preach, stuff happens. God said, don't be glory in that. Well, you know, I know there are a lot of people that believe in faith healers and all this stuff. When I lay my hands on somebody, they get healed. Sometimes you wonder how those guys can tell those lies about when they turn around and die. If you lay your hand on everybody else, you're going to lay a hand on yourself, right? But he said, don't glory in this. Glory in the fact that you know and understand me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness and judgment and righteousness. In these things, I delight. God said, I'm not delighting in what you can do. He said, but what I will delight in is first of all in loving kindness. He said, see, all three of these attributes are attributes about God. Loving kindness, justice, and righteousness. They all represent the totality of God. He said, if you want to glory, glory in the things that represent me. And then he starts out to tell you about riches and gold, because all my cattle on 1,000 hills. He said, the earth is the Lord and the Lord. So I'm not worried about riches. He said, but if you want to glory, glory in this, in loving kindness, glory in justice, and glory in righteousness. I just wonder today, if we were to do a loving kindness, a justice, and a righteousness exam, where would we be right now? Say, well, I'm falling short in this area. Well, the scripture says, pull it back up for me, please, 9:24. Listen, well, the end of that says, now, if you're falling short, Jeremiah 9:24, he said, God will not delight in you. So in order for God to delight in you, you have to do what he says. He said, well, in these things, I delight. What? First, you have to know and understand who I am. Then you got to live in righteousness. You got to have loving kindness. You know what God said? You got to act just like me. He said, if you act like me, then I will delight in you. So he said, I'm not interested in your righteousness. How many know there's a righteousness of man and there's a righteousness of God? Alright, go to Romans the 10th chapter and the 3rd verse. I'm just going to, just a few more things. You know? Heaven and eternity is too important for me to play Russian roulette with my salvation. It's just way too important. So since it's so important, I figure I might as well do the things that are pleasing to God. Can we all just say hallelujah? Not what we personally think, not what my mind says, but what does the Lord say? Romans 10:3 said, for they being ignorant of whose righteousness? God's righteousness. And going about to establish. Wait a minute, is there more than one righteousness? Yes. There's a righteousness which pleases God and God delights in. Then there's a righteousness that God does not please God and God does not delight in. Amen. They're establishing all but righteousness, but have not to the what? That sounds like there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the scripture said the end is a way to death. Because appeals to God. Amen. Let's go to Philippians 3 and verse 9. We're just going to stay on righteousness for a few minutes. This is going to end it right here anyway. All right. God won't delight in you unless you pass the righteousness, justice, and loving kindness tests. And many times we feel as though we can excuse our bad behavior. I'm not talking, you don't have a bad behavior. Sometimes we can excuse our bad behavior. Well, if you went through what I went through, you would act the same way. Who's our perfect example?
Jesus.
The Bible says Jesus was tempted. Just to let you know, I'm saying this is no charge. Jesus was tempted in and we're all points in every way like as we are. That's our example we're supposed to follow. So don't talk about what, if you went through what I went through. Because we have not a high priest. Lord, thank you. Which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. Everything we experience, he went through it. But he did not sin. He did not succumb to it because he showed us the way to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. When John, Jesus came to John. John said, Lord, I have a need to be baptized of thee. The Lord said, No. You baptize me. Because thus it fulfills us to fulfill all righteousness. So why did Jesus get baptized if he was not a sinner? Why did Jesus get baptized? He was a sinner. Why did he get baptized? He said, because God's righteousness, the death could go. God's righteousness, the grave could go. God's righteousness, nothing could hold him back. And then when you talk back up, that's what I like about God. You know, all those gods got a little bit of power. He told them in, I believe it's Matthew 28:20, one of those verses around 19. He said, all. When the God got up, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. So when you walk in God's righteousness, you got all the power. The devil and hell can't stop you. A man can't stop you. Amen. Well, listen, I just want to read this last couple of verses. Are y'all with me still?
Philippians
3:9 says, Paul says, and be found. Just being him, you'll be all right. And be found in not having your riches that hurt you. If you're going to give it to God, let some of your stuff go. You got to give it up. You got to let it go. Right? Not having mind all righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God. Lord, I just want to be right.
Yes.
I want to do the things that are
pleasing
in your sight. So the question today, as we all stand, I wish you go further, but look at somebody and say, I think you got it. Look at somebody, you don't know me. Ain't nobody gonna get mad, y'all know the church. We suck at the man's spirit. We suck at the evil spirit. We suck at the spirit. We suck at it. All right, now look at somebody and say, I think you got it. Then to ask yourself, do you have it? Right? Because the Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, you persuade men. Today is all about being right before God. If God delights in me, the scriptures say God sets us above all the people. If you feel as though you're not in God where you need to be, first of all, the first thing the Bible says is repent. Right? Repentance is, I've been going the wrong direction. I've been doing all the wrong things. So I need to make an about face. Repentance is from the heart, not from the mouth, not from the mind, but from the heart. He said, repent and be baptized. I'm trying to figure out how to get all those other baptisms messed up. He said, be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus. He said, that after the cleansing, I'm going to give you some power. And you shall receive the gift. It's all about the things that please God. Your righteousness has made your blessings. When you surrender all, God bless you.